Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM within your browser, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Yeah, the dial. Remember that thing with the buttons and the knobs? Here today for a candidate interview for the role of town council for a biennial election in November 2005, Ken Ojukwu. Ken, welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve.
So let's start, and by background for the listeners, each candidate has the set of questions that we're going to go through to try and give us that kind of level set comparison point for each of the roles, because in the council space, we've got 15 candidates for 9 seats. So when the music stops, let's hope we get the right 9. We're certainly going to live with the 9 who we have. But so, for those who may not know you, what's your Franklin story? Tell us a little about your road to Franklin or life within Franklin, however it is, and your involvement in the community here.
Sure. Actually, before I kick off, Steve, I just want to say I'm really looking forward to having this conversation with you. Thank you so much for what you do for this community and helping to provide a voice, especially as I'm one of the candidates looking around. I think it's worthwhile for people to just get to know those who are running to represent and help make Franklin the best it can be. But you asked about my Franklin story, kind of my Franklin background. I'll tell you, I moved to Franklin in 2013 with my young family to work in finance and corporate strategy at a large company nearby. My wife jokes that she knew I was going to favor Franklin when we took the exit off 495. And I saw a sign touting some of the high school's athletic exploits. You know, there was a wrestling championship. For context, I was a multi-sport college athlete, and I wrestled at the national level, both in college and a little bit after. But seriously, we chose Franklin because of its location between Boston and Providence, because of the rating of the school system. At the time, we had one young child in daycare, and because of the low tax rate. Right now, we're raising 2 kids here, currently in 10th grade, the babies in 10th grade, and a 4th grader. And I'm running because I want to keep this town a wonderful long-term option for myself and my family and for you and your family.
Yep, that's a good way to phrase it.
Sometimes it's more. We're kind of talking past each other. I will say, I'll add to that we're in an age now where social media allows for that. There is absolutely a place for social media. There's absolutely a place for civic and political discourse on sites like Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. But I think we too often are missing the in-person discussion, the in-person conversations that allow us to remember how much we have in common. Yes, there are differences of opinion that one person may have with another. But usually when you sit down and actually have a discussion and you bring your whole self to the table, that allows for both sides to see that, again, we have a lot more in common than we do that differentiates us. From my perspective, a part of the reason I want to run for town council is to help quell that debate. I believe town councilor should be a voice in the community, should be representing both what community members are saying and what they believe and their concerns, and what the town leaders are learning and have to deal with. So it's both representing the people to leadership and being part of that leadership to explain to the town what's happening, so that people are aware, and so we can actually have communication. And I don't mean that just from sitting at a podium in the town hall. I really do mean that there's an importance in getting out there, into face to face discussions and conversations around town, in addition to what we do in town council meetings. So from my standpoint, I think that bridging that gap is about physically and critically having opportunities for true discussion. No one talking at or talking past, but speaking with one another to better understand what we have in common and how to advance those concerns.
Yeah, I would agree. And I'm fortunate to, by focusing on Franklin and the local politics, and yes, politics is local, I tend not to go to party politics because that's so divisive. And there's still some politics here within, but this is our community. And your role and other roles, they're all volunteers, volunteering just like I am, trying to better the community. So we need to have a good discussion. And unfortunately, the tools there are just not geared for that. And we need to figure out how to get past that and get into more of the one-on-one kind of conversations, and maybe 2-on-3 and 3-on-4 and the physical conversations. So moving to the next question, what experience or background, I think you alluded to a little bit, that would help you serve in this particular role? Or another way to phrase it, what do you bring to the table that helps you set apart potentially from the other candidates in terms of how you can serve the community and how the community can best be served with you on the council?
No, thanks for the question, Steve. I think there are a couple of things that set me apart from some of the others competing to be town councilors. One of them is my professional background. I mentioned earlier, I've worked in finance and strategy for most of my entire career. So those are things I do think about a lot. My current role is essentially to be a problem solver. Whatever the biggest problems are for my company, I'm asked, or someone on my team is asked to go figure it out and try to resolve the problem. That's something that I want to do for Franklin. I recognize that this is not a position that I'm compensated for, but I do believe that the compensation that the pay is in actually helping the town preserve its reputation to stay, to be, stay, and perhaps even grow stronger than we are today. Another thing that I bring that's unique is I have spent a decent amount of time on the finance committee and have actually looked into the town's financial situation many times over the past few years. In fact, I started to get interested in town in what was going on when my daughter's middle school music teacher was let go, and I did not understand why that was happening. I walked into a school committee finance meeting, in the back of my mind thinking, okay, what are you guys doing? How are you screwing this up? And I went through the finances, I looked at the numbers, and I realized, oh, the issue isn't that they're making poor choices with the money that they have. The issue is they don't have enough money. The question is, do I keep my left arm or my right leg? And that's a difficult decision to make. We are in a position as a town where we are going to have to make some of those decisions. And I think I'm well situated, well positioned in terms of background to help us craft a path forward in that, in the situation we find ourselves.
Yes, thank you. Specifically on the town council, one of the key responsibilities for the council is to hire and provide oversight for the town administrator and his or her team. For example, while you can serve as an escalation point for the town folk, this does not include micromanaging a particular department or operation. Do you agree or disagree? And could you elaborate on that?
Should be hiring people who are skilled in their space. They should be bringing an expertise that allows us to that allows the town of Franklin to operate efficiently. I'm going to stop and start that over just because I didn't know what I'm saying. I'm going to try it over.
That's okay.
Steve, I think that's actually an incredibly salient question right now. My short answer is yes. I do believe that the role of a town council person is to provide oversight for the administrator and their team, and not to micromanage a specific department or an operation. I think if we are doing our jobs well, or doing our jobs correctly, we are representing the town in identifying, the townspeople's wishes in identifying and hiring, rewarding or not the town administrator and their team, but not getting into the day-to-day operations of any specific department in Franklin. And that's because we should be hiring people who are skilled in that, whose role, whose job, whose expertise is to manage their department, their operation. And if we are coming in with less information, less know-how, less understanding of how that operation works, we are more likely to set the town backwards as opposed to forward. Our goal as a town council should be aligning the mission of the administrator and the various departments and making sure we stay on target, that we're all moving in the right direction with the same goals of making Franklin the best it can be. If we start trying to micromanage without the experience and the expertise that some of our department heads have, then we're more likely to be a stumbling block than a ladder to success.
Fair. The council approves the annual budget, which sets the priorities for how Franklin operates. Faced with the fiscal challenges, and we started talking about that we see at least for the next several years, what are the financial priorities you think we need to address? And follow that, there's a couple of how would you explain what needs to be done to the voters and residents? And what would you do to help the community understand the separation of the roles between the council and school committee? And I understand there's kind of three real questions in there, but they're interrelated, and if you need to break them apart, we can rephrase the questions accordingly.
I was asked what I think the top priorities for Franklin are. I think that's an excellent question, and I think I've been fairly clear that if I were to name the top three, the first has to be fiscal solvency and responsible economic development. I would call the second is to maintain a strong educational system, which frankly serves all of Franklin in helping preserve home values, whether or not you've got children in our school system. And frankly, the third priority, just building our community, helping us preserve and build upon the sense of community that as a town like us, should have. And I worry we are losing because of some of the divisions that we have seen over the last few years. In terms of what needs to be done and how to explain that, I think I spoke to it earlier, but I firmly believe that boils down to communication. Not one-way communication downstream and telling people what you think they want to know. It's not detailed missives and 100-page Word documents with the detailed explanation of everything. It's summarizing and actually engaging in conversation in the community that's two-way, that allows residents to be heard and responded to in real time. So I think that's an element that's part of what we need to do. There's also an opportunity for us to simplify our communications. When we have something to say, let's try to understand what the key messages that people need to hear are and share it with them, because frankly, people care, but people are busy. And so it becomes a challenge to digest everything. And if you some and if you only if you, and if what you capture are not the key points or not the most salient points, it can skew your understanding of the challenges, the concerns, the questions that the town is facing. So, in terms of what needs to be done, I think it's being better about communication, two-way communication, being more frequent about it, and allowing it to happen not it through as many venues and locations as possible, so that as many people as possible hear what's going on. And frankly, I believe that starts with town council leadership, but it extends beyond. As people learn and share and speak to your neighbors, when you have feedback or input from the town council and feel like you really understand something, you can share it with people who may not have the latest, most up-to-date or correct information.
Yeah,
Now, Finally, your third part of your question was just the separation of roles between the town council and the school committee. I think of it as, these are the two most important parts of any town is their public school system, and that ends up being the largest portion of most towns' revenues. Sorry, expenditures in a given year. And then you can kind of bucket everything else into the rest of town. We have a superintendent who manages the school committee and their budget and what they do on a day in, day out basis. We have a town administrator who's responsible for everything on the town side. Now, there is a little bit of a dotted line because the town administrator controls the purse right now for the school system. So that's where it gets fuzzy. But ultimately, in terms of how these two separate organizations run, one is rolls up to the superintendent, the other rolls up to the town administrator, and then those two work together to advance Franklin's interests. Now, maybe in the future that we decide that that there are changes or shifts or adjustments that need to happen. But I would argue that every community I know of has that split, and I think it's there for good reason in terms of keeping school and town separate.
I think speaks to what you talked about earlier in terms of the subject matter expertise within the individual departments, and respectfully, I think there's an appropriateness there. Coming back to one of your points you mentioned earlier in terms about economic development, the master plan, the 2025 master plan was approved, and that should lay out the goals and objectives for the next 10 years for the town in terms of, how do we want to grow up over the next 10 years? Do you support the goals and recommendations of that plan? And if so, what would you do as a town councilor to help implement them? And if by chance you don't, then please elaborate.
In the master plan, the chairman's somewhere in the master plan in early on, they use a phrase that I really like and have tried to adopt. The committee, they mention a vision of maintaining Franklin's status as one of the best places to live and raise a family. I fully support that vision. Having said that, there's a difference between having a vision and actually and ultimately actualizing it and bringing it into implementing it, as you said. I think the master plan committee has started off on the right path. I do believe where they are. They, if I recall correctly, they have 10 explicit goals or goal areas, and frankly, I am not an expert in every single one of those areas. And from what I have read, from what I understand, I believe they are on the right path. The question is, are they communicating enough with the town? Do people in town know enough about what's happening to support that implementation? Based on what I've read in the master plan, I think what they're arguing, what they're proposing makes sense, but I am less comfortable, less clear on the communication to Franklin residents. I'm aware that people have likely heard of the master plan, but I believe there's an opportunity to be more explicit and about a plan, more communicative about a plan that's intended to last us for the next 10 years. That's not to say that they haven't reached out for input from residents. They absolutely have. They've sent invites out to residents as well to participate in some of the decision making and ideating that started early on. But I just think there's an opportunity to continue to do that and be very clear as you make decisions or recommendations on what said decisions and recommendations are for this town.
Okay. So that covers kind of the set questions. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to do this to at least present your position to the Franklin voters so that they'll have a base of info so they can make a fair choice come November or in the early voting process, October 17th through November 3rd. Is there something else that we haven't covered yet that you'd like to share with the community as well?
I guess the one thing I might add, Steve, is, being on town council is a volunteer position. Many of the roles that people are volunteering for, you're raising your hand because you think you can help make an impact, help provide direction, and ultimately help improve the position of the town. That's why I'm running. I'm not doing this simply out of an altruistic nature, though I do believe I do have some altruism in me. It's because I firmly believe that, making Franklin one of the more attractive places to live and raise a family in this region is going to be good for all of us. For the bottom line. When it comes to homes and houses, when it comes to children and raising them in this town, and when it comes to attracting talent down the road, people who want to live and grow with their families in a town like ours, they're making those choices because we're able to provide strong public education. We're able to provide safety in terms of police and fire. We're able to provide access and location because of our location, because of where we sit between, where it's easy to get to Boston or Providence or Worcester or what have you, or any of the places in between, because they feel like they can belong. There's a sense of community, and even when we differ, we remember what keeps us moving in the same direction. We remember that we have more in common than we have that separates us. And honestly, that's, if nothing else, that's what I want people to remember. If you vote for me, my goal is to represent the residents of Franklin as we, and their decisions as we speak to town leadership, but also to represent town leadership and the administrators and what office to the town, as well as what we firmly believe is the right direction to help us make the best of what is right now a shaky situation.
Well, thank you for taking time to elaborate. We'll include in the show notes your contact info, which has already been public as part of the candidate process. So if people have interest in following up, I'm assuming you would welcome continued conversation.
Actually, I'll be explicit. Please reach out to me with questions, concerns. If you just want to chat, or if you have thoughts, I'm more than happy to engage in discussion. In fact, one of the things I recently started doing, and I've really enjoyed, and I wasn't necessarily going to speak about it here. There is a political discussion group at the Senior Center on Thursdays at 10 a.m. And I recently had a free chunk of time, so I went and had a wonderful discussion with people who did not all agree, but really were worth both speaking with and learning from. And I just think we need more of that in this town. And I'm hoping, as your town councilor, I can help foster more of that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the Thursday group, I've been there infrequently. I generally have some conflicts time-wise with other things that I'm doing. But yeah, I do go there on a regular basis, and the Q&A we do monthly there is I find as much of an import for me to hear what's going on, as well as just giving them the info from the benefit of me attending as many meetings as I do. So, yeah, the Senior Center is certainly one of our gems.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again. And to you listeners, thank you for listening. Be informed there's going to be a bunch more of these as we roll up through to the election November 3rd. Please make sure you are registered and able to vote on or before November 3rd. And a quick reminder that we do this because Franklin matters.
This program was made possible by your Franklin friends and neighbors. Good folks just like you. Thanks for supporting Franklin TV. And thanks for watching.